Good morning, and we welcome back to the program the health officer for Ripley and Franklin Counties, Dr. David Welsh. Good morning to you, Dr. Welsh.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be here. I appreciate WRBI and all you and your station do for the community.
Oh, well, thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it, and appreciate what you do out there in keeping our community safe and healthy. And of course, last time we talked, between now and then, we had a rather big event come up on April 8th, the eclipse. And as far as you know, where you sit, how do you think things went?
I think things went extremely well. The community pitched in and really helped from a lot of different aspects. The health departments in both counties were a little busier than usual this time of year, meeting the needs of the community, especially with the temporary food vendors. But I think everybody conducted themselves very well and enjoyed the event that, for many, a once-in-a-lifetime event. I don't know if you and your listeners were aware, but National Geographic was in our area taking pictures on a farm between here and between Batesville and Oldenburg.
Yeah, I heard something to that effect that that they were taking some pictures of the eclipse and so forth, and so it's garnered a lot of interest. And and of course there was they're expecting a lot of huge influx of traffic. It just didn't seem like that necessarily materialized, which I guess is if you stop and think about it, it's probably a good thing that that didn't happen.
Well, I guess it depends on where you were. I actually watched the eclipse from my farm in Franklin County, and I came back afterwards, and there was quite a line of traffic on 229 heading into Batesville, and I did talk to some folks who ran into traffic at the Indiana-Ohio border earlier that day, and the rest stop on 74 was shut down, closed for more traffic, I think by about 11 o'clock that morning. And it was fun to listen to the radio from Indianapolis afterwards. It's made it sound like the traffic you hear after the Indy 500.
No doubt about it. And I remember watching the traffic cameras heading toward from eastbound on I-74 heading toward St. Leon and beyond, and just seeing them jam-packed. So, but yeah, it was... wasn't probably not as bad as a lot of folks expected, but at the same time, there was still an influx of folks who came into the area. So it's a it was a great day.
Absolutely.
All right, and of course you mentioned the food trucks. Of course, that's obviously health inspections, things of that nature.
Yes, it's important for food safety, and when there's a big event, whatever it might be, we're going to see increased need for food, and vendors and the health departments are there to make sure things are safe and, of course, address concerns if they were to come up.
All right. And then shifting gears, of course, springtime allergies are a big thing, obviously, right now. And I hear a lot of sneezing around the office and school and so forth. But beyond that, Dr. Welsh, anything else going around that's beyond allergies, just making people sick?
Well, there is something that has come up that we have to kind of put on the folks' radar, and believe it or not, it's measles. There was on the news out of Chicago, measles outbreaks. It's different large gatherings. There was an outbreak in Cincinnati around a Disney show. We had some, I know, folks in our area that were being evaluated whether they had measles or not. There's a lot more information from the Indiana State Department of Health and the CDC about measles. Since we haven't seen that many, Indiana had its first confirmed case a couple months ago, and it had been 5 years since they had a previous measles case. And so some of the folks are having to dust off the things to watch for measles, like fever, malaise, and cough, and you can get red eyes and runny nose and funny spots and a funny rash. What a lot of people don't know is the rash can come about 14 days after exposure. So people have to be careful. If they're concerned or they have questions, they certainly should reach out to their primary care provider. And of course, if they have if they hear about an outbreak and maybe they attended a large gathering, about 14 days is when they want to watch, be keeping an eye out for things. You get past 14 days, even if you're in that area, you should be in pretty good shape. This is one condition that can be averted with vaccination. And one of the things that we've seen in recent years is, since people hadn't seen measles recently, they thought, oh, I don't need that vaccine anymore. And so that has put some people more vulnerable than they might otherwise be. So this time of year, we're doing a immunization clinic at the schools, a combined Franklin County, Ripley County vaccination event. And this is a good time to be thinking about, are you up to date on those immunizations? And you don't want to be the folks that maybe if you were exposed that can get it or spread it. So it's an easy thing to combat with just keeping your immunizations up to date.
And, of course, a lot of folks think of measles, and they think that, well, this was by and large conquered decades ago. But, again, this is, you mentioned the key, I understand, is getting those immunizations and keeping the shots up to date.
Right. It's sort of the out of sight, out of mind. You kind of forget about it, but there's things that we need to stay on top of just to keep preventative, and measles is one. And on the news, people may have heard about some polio outbreaks. That's another thing that was combated and folks thought was licked. But we have more mobile population, more international travel, and there's parts of the world that are not covered with polio vaccines either, and that can come to the States. So, if we're not up to date on something that people can get and readily stay out of trouble with, it can lead to problems if you have a large number of folks who are not vaccinated appropriately.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. David Welsh, the Ripley and Franklin County Health Officer, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Ripley and Franklin County Health Officer Dr. David Welsh. And speaking of those departments, Dr. Welsh, what are some of the things that are happening or taking place at both county health departments these days?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a lot of excitement going on at both departments. The community may have heard about increased funding for public health in the state of Indiana under the Health First Indiana plan. And this is the first year that our counties have received extra funds from the states to deal with some of these new initiatives and new trying to get more resources to the area. And we're actually working on the budget for 2025. So some of the neat things that are going on, I'd like the community to know that there's a new health board in Franklin County. They have been meeting, and they are terrific to work with. Both counties are doing more things, both county health departments doing more things to help the community. We have programs for safe sleep to help kids safely sleep. We have both counties are doing child safety seat checks so they make sure that your seats for your children are properly positioned in the car to give them the maximum safety. Both are involved with food safety, and this time of year, there's a lot of construction going on, so that means septic sites permits and making sure that the septic systems that people are putting in are done properly and safely, so they can get many years of good service from that device. We're also doing more combined things between the two county health departments. We recently had a combined effort to help immunize kids that are going to be starting kindergarten next year. So this is some really exciting times, and we're looking for other areas that maybe we didn't cover as well in the past, but with the new Health First Indiana funds, we're looking to expand some of the things we're doing and do some new things. We're looking to possibility of getting some AED kits to places they haven't been, doing CPR training. We have a new nurse starting in 2 weeks in Franklin County, and one of her duties is going to be reaching out to the schools to do what's called school nurse liaison work. And Ripley County has had someone who's been doing that for a while, so this is something new for Franklin County, and I'm really excited about how we can get more help to the community.
And if somebody has an idea about adding on to these programs and things that the health departments can do, should they reach out to the health department, maybe suggest it and kind of see where it lands?
Absolutely. Whether it's from schools or businesses or city government or councils, I think the folks in the area know that I'm wide open for good ideas, especially our elected officials. Try to regularly reach out to our county commissioners and council members and city officials, and our school officials. I think the health departments have a really good working relationship with the schools, and that is rightly so.
All right. And then anything else going on with the two health departments, individually or collectively, Dr. Welsh?
I think the possibilities are really exciting. We've got some good opportunities. I would like to mention that we're getting to that time of year where people are going to be doing cookouts and getting ready for the Indy 500. So it's important to make sure people follow food safety guidelines, you know, keep the cold things cold and the hot things hot. It's great to have a good party. We just don't even have bad memories of that party because of food issues. And, of course, if you're cooking out, you want to use good safety with that grill. We don't need any burn injuries or otherwise. So we're getting that time of year where it's time to have fun, time to get out and be with friends and family and neighbors, but we want to make sure everybody is safe. And if they have questions, they can reach out to the health departments.
I think something that always bears repeating, the fact that if you're using different chopping boards or cutting boards, keep them separate, the meat separate from the vegetables and so on.
Absolutely. That is a great point. That's something that people often don't think about.
You have your vegetables swimming in raw meat juices and not good.
Exactly.
Nope. All right. Well, Dr. David Welsh, Ripley and Franklin County Health Officer, we appreciate your time this morning. As always, stay well and look forward to speaking with you again once again down the road.
Thank you very much. And thank you so much to you and WIBI for helping us, whether it's weather or sports or news. You really keep the community informed, and I appreciate that.